Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
A warm welcome to Fizzball Inside, the podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association. I'm IFA President Jörn, and this is the episode number 27, which was recorded on the 26th of March. And as always, it's a great pleasure to have with me our co-host, our Secretary General, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jörn, and hello, Fizzball world.
Chris, a lot of things happened in the past week, and in the upcoming week we will have additional events. We are looking forward for the IFA Policy Forum. What is that forum about?
Yeah, it's a quite interesting forum, and to mention that point first, it's quite busy time in Fizzball. Even there's no championship going on unfortunately yet, but hopefully Germany, Switzerland, Austria and so on will start the championship soon, and we are in the preparation for all international events. But back to the policy forum.
But let's stay with that point, because I think that's the most important point to return on the Fizzball pitches. There have been some decisions in the last week published concerning the European Championships. Unfortunately, Carlton is cancelled by the European Fizzball Association, and therefore we ask for a coordination meeting together with the European Federation Association and several federations. What can take place now, and what should happen in the next year, because the calendar next year is also a busy one. It's a championship year of the World Games, and so it's not so easy to coordinate all these things, and that's why we ask for a formal meeting together with the European Federation and several others to make a calendar meeting, let's say.
Absolutely, it's so important to coordinate and structure the international Fizzball schedule. And we did it some years ago, I guess it was in 2017 or 18, when we had a bigger discussion, and also the Austrian Federation changed their system of the championship to a Ganzjahresmeisterschaft, as you call it in German, and that brings also some possibilities for the international schedule. And this year the national league will take place as Ganzjahresmeisterschaft the first time, and therefore such a meeting is very important to do it now and to take a look in the future and to structure the international schedule.
I think it's necessary, and it's also very much appreciated. I had a phone call this week with a national team coach, and he said, yeah, we have to bring these events together in a good mood. And I think it's very good to have the practicals within a meeting and to really make a joint decision, and not not making decisions on our own, and then afterwards we have problems and say, well, that was not overthought and so on. So, but that was the practical part on the field of play. It's also very important to develop during that time the things which are outside the field of play. But later on, stay tuned with us. We will inform you about the World Tour, what is going on with that event. But we have a special guest for that. So let's wait for two more minutes. And meanwhile, we will talk about the IFA Policy Forum, which will happen next Tuesday, March 13th. And Chris, what is to be done to take part in that event?
Yeah, that's quite easy. So it's a call to action, as you say always. Just register for the IFA Policy Forum, which takes place on 30th of March. Register just to send us an email to registration at ifa-fizzball.com, and then you will receive a link for MS Teams or Zoom conference to participate in the evaluation and discussion. And we are talking about the IFA strategic plan. But Jörn, you can tell us much more about all the topics and contents we will talk about.
Yeah, Fisbo friends, you may know that we have a 4 years plan, the so-called IFA strategic plan from 2019 to 2023. And this one was approved just in 2019, of course, after the elections in Winterthur. But nevertheless, I think the COVID-19 crisis has changed the world, and therefore we are well advised to adapt also our strategic plan and prepare for the normal new, as we say. So in doing so, we would like to invite all national member federations and stakeholders to discuss with us what might be changed, and also something other happened. As you may have heard, in the last week the IOC session take place, and they not only elected Dr. Thomas Bach, re-elected Thomas Bach as IOC president. By the way, congratulations, and we send our greetings to him. Now the IOC approved a follow-up of the Olympic agenda 2020, is the so-called Agenda 2021-2020+5, which includes new recommendations for the Olympic movement, and we have to take care that also some of these recommendations, which might have an impact on the feasible world, should be integrated in our strategic plan. That's the topic. Anything else we would like to discuss in that forum? No, it's plenty of things already. Well,
it's plenty of things, yes, of course. But yeah, in my opinion, it's quite important also to integrate our FISBOL community in the things we are doing to get their opinion. And that's why we are doing such forums, not only the policy forum, but also the athletes forum, which will take place on the 10th of April, and many other things. So it's very important for us to be in touch, to get in touch with our FISBOL community and to get their opinions.
But now I think it's time to invite our special guest and to present you the latest updates concerning the FISBOL World Tour. Chris, who is on the phone?
Who's on the phone? It's our World Tour coordinator, Matthias Karafiat. Matze, I'm really happy that you're with us. You are the man behind the World Tour. You are our coordinator, and you're doing such a great job. And you are in close contact with our tournament organizers, with the hosts, and as well as with the teams, not only in the preparation for the World Tour, but also when the World Tour has started, and doing all the reports, media work, ranking, and so on. So it's plenty of work which has to be done to organize the World Tour. And who can tell us more about the World Tour than you? And Matze, thank you very much for your great work you're doing since 2 years already now. And yeah, I'm happy that you're on the phone. Hello, Matze.
Dear FISBOL family, I'm very delighted to be on the podcast. It's my first time, and I'm really happy to have the possibility to speak a little bit about our famous World Tour.
Yeah, Matze, how is the current situation around the world with all these events?
Yeah, it's with the COVID situation, it's really difficult because we have a lot of problems, a lot of restrictions in every country. There are different restrictions, so it's really tough for us to make a world which is really fair and can be on a really good level for the FISBOL sport.
Let's go into detail a little bit more. What happened to most of these major tournaments, spring tournaments in South America, for example? Are they cancelled?
Yeah, obviously, usually in our sport in April, there are a lot of tournaments. Also, two majors in Brazil usually, and two majors in Europe. But it's a really tough situation because of the COVID situation. And in Brazil, currently the clubs are closed, so they are not allowed to play FISBOL. So it's not possible to train, and obviously it's not possible to make a tournament. And obviously not a tournament like a World Tour tournament, which is like really big with a lot of spectators and many different teams.
And also in Europe, we have recently seen that most of the tournaments are cancelled. The big ones in Stuttgart, around Stuttgart. So
it's a very very similar situation in Europe. We have a lot of travel restrictions where we can't go to a place to train or to play a tournament. So it's a kind of similar situation in South America. Here it's a little bit better, I think, but still not possible to do some big tournaments with spectators with, I don't know, 50 teams and so on.
And so that's the situation you analyzed together with the team. Winnie Kronsteiner, of course, is part of that World Tour team, and you and Chris, and all together you decided what should be done.
Yeah, we talked a lot about different situations. What can we do? What can't we do? And we came to a decision, which is like, unfortunately, this year it's not really a fair World Tour. So we said better to cancel than have an unfair World Tour. And yeah, that is our decision.
Matsi, as I know that you are speaking Portuguese very well, maybe you could also, and this is really an important situation for our frisbee friends in Brazil, for example, who really do a lot of effort in the past years and months within this frisbee World Tour. Maybe you can just explain the reasons once again in Portuguese.
Of course. Oi, galera do Brasil. Bom dia para todos os meus amigos lá. Esse ano, infelizmente, não podemos jogar um World Tour porque tem muitas regras, muitas leis que não são boas para o esporte. Infelizmente, temos que cancelar o World Tour para esse ano porque não é possível viajar, não é possível fazer eventos grandes. Daí, os nossos torneios, os majors, os torneios importantes, não tem como fazer. Infelizmente, por causa disso, vamos cancelar os tournaments do World Tour esse ano.
Matsi, not the best news about the World Tour 2021, but nevertheless, thank you for your report and all the details you presented. And Chris, let's cross our fingers for next year's World Tour, and still under construction and still in a preparation phase. Maybe we have nevertheless a World Tour final this year, but this is to present it more in detail in one of our next episodes. There is still time needed to make a final decision. Anything else you would like to add to today's episode?
I guess it was plenty of different topics, and with a look on the watch, let's come to an end, I would say, and let's try our outro if it works today better than usual.
So, and don't forget, together
we are Fistball.
Im Frühling steigt so einiges. Die Temperaturen, die Stimmung und die Partys draußen. Nur die Preise, die sinken jetzt bei vielen Produkten langfristig. Entdecke die neuen niedrigen Preise, sogar bei vielen Möbeln für draußen, in deinem IKEA und auf IKEA.de.
Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pickeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality-Stars. Heute, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.